Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're recording everybody. Okay. And today, inshallah, we're going to learn about a surah, an ayah, that has description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Which surah?
It's going to be in surah Al-Hash.
Al-Hash?
Yes. The end of surah Al-Hash.
Which surah number?
There are two places that I was shooting for, the end of Surah Al-Hash or the beginning of Surah Al-Hadid. So let's see how many people know at the end of Surah Al-Hash. Okay. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha. Tell me, who's familiar with that? Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Can we do another surah? Can you do surah?
Okay, then let's do Surah Al-Hadid. All right. So we do Surah Al-Hadid from the beginning. Surah Al-Hadid. What is the Surah Al-Hadid number?
Al-Hadid.
Al-Hadid. Iron. Yes. Would you please? Try number 58 and see if it is true. The right number, the right surah? I think it's 58. Surah Al-Hadid, the iron.
It's not 58.
Okay. It's 57. 57. Surah 57.
Yes.
Okay. Surah 57, which is Surah Al-Hadid, and Surah 57, we're going to do Ayat 1 and 2. Yes, we don't do the whole surah. We pick in like not all ayahs are important, but like the special ayahs in that. The special, something special that has a special meaning in it. Ayah 1 and 2, which is what? Sabbaha lillahi. Okay, after me. Sabbaha lillahi. ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. Now, let's see the tajweed rules in the surah and learn about them. There are tajweed rules in the surah. In the ayah. Let's go over these and then we explain the meaning of the ayat so that when we memorize them, we know what are we memorizing. What?
Really?
It's illegal to make copies of dollars the exact same size. It has to be the 10 times bigger or 10 times smaller. Oh, I have like a thing. Okay. So, سبحة لله ما في السماوات والأرض. Do you see any special tajweed rule here? ما في السماوات. والأرض. وهو العزيز الحكيم. There is no special rule here سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. This here?
No, the one. Yeah, that.
الحكيم. Yeah, let me write it in a more traditional way. الحكيم. له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. The only rule of tajweed here is this here. The rule here is ikhfa. There is an ikhfa rule here. There is ikhfa. That's the only rule of tajweed. له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. So, if you repeat with me, and you can have this in the Quran, so you can copy it from the Quran later on.
I have a question.
Huh?
What's the meaning of the surah name?
Yes, we're coming to that. سبح لله شيءٍ قدير. This is the only rule of tajweed, which is إخفاء. شيءٍ قدير. إخفاء. And إخفاء will have غنة in it. Okay. So, repeat with me. سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض.
سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض.
وهو العزيز الحكيم. له ملك السماوات والأرض.
له ملك السماوات والأرض.
يحيي ويميت.
يحيي ويميت.
وهو على الأرض.
Wait, is that one ayah or is it two ayahs separate?
These are two ayahs. Ayah one and ayah two. وهو على كل شيء قدير. I am going to say it all by myself in the recording so that you can listen to it over and over again in the recording. Repeat after me. Okay? So I don't want anybody to repeat after me now or make any sound. سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. Alright, so you can repeat it on the audio. I will also have a link there so that you can click on the link and you hear a sheikh saying the ayat and the children repeating after the sheikh. So you can memorize as well. Can you use this desk, please? All right. Can you take notes?
I'm taking notes.
On the desk. All right. Now let's say, the first thing we need to understand is the name of the surah. Where the name of the surah came from? It came from ayah 25, where Allah says, we sent down ayah. This ayah by itself is one of the many proofs that the Quran is coming from Allah. One of the many ayat that made me and made many Muslims comfortable with the fact that this Quran came from Allah. It proved to us. Why? There is a miracle in this ayah. There is a miracle in this ayah. Allah says, in this ayah, وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ We sent down iron. وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ Can you sit up? So if somebody walks in the class, it's not embarrassing. So, وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ What is so special about وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ Can you think of something special? Why didn't Allah, let me give you a clue. Why didn't Allah say, we created iron, or we made iron? We created iron, or we made iron. Which is وَخَلَقْنَا الْحَدِيدِ Why didn't Allah say وَخَلَقْنَا الْحَدِيدِ Huh? Huh? This is a scientific miracle. Why didn't Allah say وَخَلَقْنَا الْحَدِيدِ instead of وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ
What does خَلَقْنَا
خَلَقْنَا means created. We made hadid, iron, or we created iron. Why didn't Allah say this instead of that?
Because they didn't really create it.
No, he created the hadith. That's everything is created by Allah. But why didn't he, like in every other ayah, we have created you, we have created the animals, we have created the earth, we've created the sun, we made the sun, we...
Did it come from Jannah?
Didn't come from Jannah, no. Huh?
Because it was like a miracle?
It's a scientific miracle. We didn't figure this out until very recently, the end of the previous century. What was miracle? Towards the end, go ahead.
Isn't there iron in meteors that crash?
Yes, but why? Yes, exactly. The iron was not made on our solar system. The bond between the atoms of the iron... If you have an iron atom, another iron atom, the bond between them, what connects them with each other is what? Bond, right? So what connects atom to each other is called what? Bond. You got it? Now, the strongest bond among all material is the bond between the atoms of what? Iron. There's no other metal, okay, that has more bond between the atoms more than what? Iron. You got that very well? So what connects the atoms together?
Bond.
No, no. يرحمكم الله تكبير. ما شاء الله. The bond is magnetic bond or some kind of a bond that connects the atoms together. Hadid is so strong. Why? Because this bond is what? Is the strongest among all metals. It's very, very difficult to break the iron. Why? Because the bond is so strong. Okay. Now, we know that when Allah created this universe, He created this universe by bonding atoms together. By what? Bonding atoms together. If you break this bond, you get so much energy. So the nuclear bomb, how is the nuclear bomb works? The nuclear bomb, you break... Bomb. Bomb. The nuclear bomb, okay, is made, the energy comes by breaking the atom. When you break the atom, the energy, the bond energy is what? Released. The bond energy is what?
Released.
When this energy is released, it causes so much destruction because this energy is so strong. This is why a bomb that big, okay, can kill so many people. Because the atom, the nuclear bomb, because you break the atom, it releases the bond inside. You got it? You got that very well?
Mm-hmm.
So see how much energy do you need to bond atoms together? The way Allah created things is by bonding atoms together. So by bonding atoms, iron was created. By bonding atoms, all other material was created. By bonding
atoms.
And this is the materialistic existence. In the past, there was nothing called material or energy. There was no energy or material. Then Allah created energy and material. Allah brought to existence energy and material. How? By bonding atoms together. So at the beginning of the universe, the whole universe was filled up with smoke. And then this smoke had atoms. The atoms bonded together to create different materials. So far, so good? The bond between the atoms of the iron is the largest, is the strongest. Among all material. It is the strongest among all material is the one for the atoms. It's the one for the atoms of the iron. When you break the bond, you get the nuclear power, the nuclear energy that kills a lot of people. Now, in order to generate this bond, you have to have a lot of heat. So you have to have a lot of heat and a lot of energy to create this bond. This bond doesn't just create like that. You need a lot of energy to create this bond. So, where did this energy come from? This is where the energy come from. The star, the energy in the sun, so these are atoms.
Wait, the energy from what?
From the sun. Atom and atom. Yes, because it is a scientific miracle. It is what made me and many other people very comfortable that the Quran came from God, because that wasn't known in the past. The atoms, the sun, the atoms inside the sun, then the sun gives energy to create the bond. Bond. So the bond comes from the sun, energy and heat. It comes from the sun's energy and heat. That is the bond. So, here is the biggest discovery that they found last century. They analyzed the spectrum. Go ahead. Yes. They analyzed the spectrum coming from the sun. They analyzed the spectrum of light coming from the sun. They found no trace for iron. They found what? No trace for iron. So they concluded that iron wasn't made in the sun. Iron wasn't made in the sun. Okay? Then they were looking and saying, where was the iron made? Isn't that a logical question? Right? If I tell you that the iron wasn't made in the sun, then what would be the logical question?
Where else it was?
Where else was it made? They found that the iron was made on very, very, very far away stars. Very far away stars. That has energy billions and zillions of times more than the sun. So they found that the iron was made in far away stars that has...
It's spelled star wrong. S-T-A-R-S.
Thank you, dear. Stars that has... that have... Or actually, star. Far away star that has... energy and heat billions of times more than the sun. This huge star is very far away. Yeah, it is. It is. That's
The sun is a star.
The sun is a star. And then it gave energy billions of times more than the sun. So that was made, this was iron atom. That bonded the iron atoms together. Now you understand the secret about the iron. Why is it so strong? Because it came from a different world, basically. Like, you remember Superman? Why is Superman? No, think about it this way. Why Superman was so strong? Why? Because he came from what? A different world. And this world, the people are much stronger than us. So when we came down, he got exposed to the sun, and he got energy from the sun, and now he's a very strong man, right? Okay? So, Hadid, iron, is like a Superman. It came from a different planet. It came from a different world, and was shot down to Earth. Was shot down, like, boom, like a shooting star. And then it was then sent down to Earth. Then it was shot down. What do you call these? Shot. Then it was sent down to Earth. What are these things that come... The thing that shoots at the...
Asteroids, comets.
Yes. Comets. It was sent down to Earth. Do you know the Earth, in the Earth core, you have 95% iron? Do you know that? And on the Earth crust, you have 5% iron. So we got so much iron. From where? From a different world. Just like Superman. All right. Now, how is that related to with that? Is this enough? How can you relate this to the Allah saying we sent down iron instead of we created iron or we made iron? You see the miracle? Allah said we sent down the rain. It made sense, right? Rain comes down. But when Allah says we sent down the iron, you get puzzled. You say, huh? What? It's just like the sky is raining iron? No. Huh?
You never told us, like, what's the actual name of the surah?
Surah Al-Hadid.
Like, the meaning.
Yes, this is the meaning
what
came
does
from
hadid
here.
Mean?
Hadid means iron.
Oh.
Oh.
Is it, hadid?
Hadid. Hadid is iron.
Not
hadid. Al-Hadid. Iron. Yes. But now you got it? Allah is intentionally highlighting this fact for us, so we feel very comfortable with the Quran. If the Quran is coming from other than Allah, then how do we know? How did Professor Muhammad ibn Abdullah, he was a professor of science, to know about that? And if he was a professor of science, at his time, people wouldn't understand that. So this ayah was given to who? Not to, this ayah was revealed not to the people at the time of the Prophet, but it was revealed for us as a miracle. Because now with modern science, I personally feel very comfortable with the Quran, that the Quran is the word of Allah, because of things like that. You see? Sent down iron, not made iron or created iron. Sent it down. Sent it down from where? From faraway stars. From a different world. Superman. It's like super material or super metal. Super metal. Yeah, it is like a Superman. And this is where the iron came from. You got it now? You got the miracle? Okay. So this is where the name of the surah comes from. And then Allah, in the same ayah, says, explains why did He send down iron? What was the purpose? Yes. To manufacture iron. To manufacture iron and benefit from iron. Huh?
But is
okay.
The iron in our body the same as the iron metal?
But it's the atoms. You have small atoms, tiny atoms.
In our body?
In the blood, yes. So it's just very small that it flows.
Okay.
Very, very, very small. It's just like...
But how did it get there?
Because we're made from earth, and the earth crust has 5% iron.
Oh, okay.
So Adam had iron. He gave the iron to his children. Children give them to children, and we got it all this way.
But what's the scientific reason for us having iron?
Are you like using Adam as a name example, or like Prophet Adam?
Prophet Adam.
Okay.
Prophet Adam.
So we're like
Eve, actually. Eve is the one who was made. Okay. Adam had iron. Eve was made from Adam, so she had iron. Then she had all her babies having iron, and all those babies delivered iron to the other babies, and chain like that, we're getting iron. Also, by eating vegetables, by eating meat, by eating liver, by eating...
Iron is good for you.
Yes, it's very good. It's very good for the blood.
Unless you like eating.
So now, the first ayah, which is سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. It says that everything in heavens and earth is making tasbih for Allah.
Because of the electrons going around the
proton. Oh, okay. Do you know that animals, I'll tell you a story that shows that the ant knows Allah more than so many humans. There was an ant at the time of Prophet Muhammad, at the time of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. And Prophet Sulaiman talked, he knew how to talk to what?
Yes.
Animals and ants and the insects. So he was talking to the ant. Yes. And then he asked the ant, he said, Miss Ant, how many grains of wheat do you need?
Oh, yeah, you told us.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
I mean, in the third class, but they didn't listen to it. How many grains of wheat do you need every year to feed you? So the ant said, I need one grain. Just one grain is good for me for a year. I can live on one grain. So he said, okay, I am going to save you the effort. I am going to put you in a bottle. I'm going to put you inside a bottle and give you one grain of wheat every year. So every year I'm going to come to you, open the bottle.
But they knew what, like, how long the year was?
Huh?
They know how long the year was?
Yes. Adam knew it.
Animals know. Because of mating season and hibernation season. And
yes.
Stuff like that.
They naturally, by Allah, they are made. They are created with a computer system inside that has built-in program that knows about all these things. Because they can't. I mean, yeah, of course, you know, not literally. So let me tell you what happened with this ant. So he said, every year I'm going to come and drop an atom of wheat in your bottle so that you can feed on. He gave her the first grain. And then he went away. After 1 year, he came back. He found that she ate half of the grain and she left the other half. He said, wait a minute. Were you lying at me when you said you need one grain? You ate only half. The ant said, no. When I was outside, in the outside world, Allah was providing for me. And Allah will never forget about me. But you are a human. You can't forget about me, and you can't leave me in the bottle without giving me a supply, which is one grain of ant, and then I will starve to death. So I was smart. I decided to eat half and
save half.
So I used to skip a meal. So I eat one meal, I skip a meal. I eat meal, I skip a meal. So that if you, the human, forget, I will have spare food to live on. But it was because when I was outside, Allah will never forget me. So I didn't have to do that. I can eat and fill up my tummy. But because you put me in this bottle, you are now the human controlling my supplies. I don't trust you. I don't trust you. You will forget about me at the beginning of the next year, and then I will have no grain. You got it? Okay. So that is the first part of the homework. And then the second part of the homework.
What is the first part?
This one. Yes. The second part of the homework is to write an essay about two more miracles. Write an essay about two more scientific miracles from Quran. Two more scientific miracles. And your source would be, you can go to the internet, which is answers.islammercy.net. Yes, this is by email.
How many words?
No less than 200.
It's always
I love greater.
Huh?
Can you do greater?
Of course, you're encouraged to do greater.
I always do greater.
Perfect. But you got it? You go to this website, you see a lot of miracles in the Quran. Pick two. Just pick any two. And then write about them.
For the record, I recommend you don't look at the words until the very end. So because you're supposed to, it's not about the words, it's about the subject that you need to talk about.
Right.
So Ayah 1 and 2?
Yes, and memorize Ayah 1 and 2. Yep. Yes. My name is Salam. Allahu Akbar.
much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
This question is above my age. We agreed on that. A useful question.
Yeah, I put white out on my answer.
Because sometimes silence, many times, silence is better than talking.
True. I know, but that's only if, like, you're doing very great tests. But if you're just sort of in the car, driving.
That's a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes, most of the time, silence is better than talking. Like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, sometimes he used to put like a little stone in his mouth. So every time he's about to talk, he has to remove it. So he thinks about what he's going to say. This is just like a reminder for him so that he thinks, because he wants to be careful not to say something wrong or indecent. So he's very, very silent.